Hi, good
Long
evening, folks.
Talk Radio.
This is Dean from here in East Tennessee. Beautiful day here. I'm looking out across the green grass. Birds, squirrels, deer. It's a wonderful day. I want to speak to that one. You're never alone. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will wake me up or take me up. You know, there are more, maybe more people alive today than ever before. But there are also more lonely people today than ever before. Desperate people, like those people in Milwaukee. Divorced spouses, homeless people, many elderly parents, and perhaps the saddest of all, orphaned and abandoned children. These and many others are still alone, even in a crowded world. No one thought this was ever so alone as Lord Jesus on the cross. Can you imagine him on the cross dying for the whole world? But you know what bothered him the most was when his father forsake him on the cross, because it's what he's destined to be. Behold, the hour cometh. He said, yea, it is now come. They shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because my Father is with me. Then a few hours later, as he hung on the cross, even his heavenly Father had taken to leave him, and he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He died alone, bearing the burdens of all the sins of the whole world on his soul. Because he suffered alone, no one else need to be ever alone again. Be content with such things as you have. For he said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. And Paul, suffering alone in a Roman dungeon, short of his execution, could still say, notwithstanding, the Lord stood by me and strengthened me. John the Beloved, an old in prison alone on a tiny island of Patmos, nevertheless, with the Spirit of the Lord's day, he saw the Lord in all his glory. So it has always been those who knew the Lord. He is there even when all others have forsaken him, and he understands. He has already been there and stayed ahead of us, all the points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let's therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the help in the time of need. You know, in life today is all the struggles of life, and we're so busy trying to make money, trying to keep yourself above everything, trying to get ahead, and all we do, we feel it so alone. Sometimes when our spouse forsake you, or you forsake them, you're alone. But there's no reason to be alone. The Bible tells us that every human has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, which is a heart-penetrating truth. It has provided a way to cleanse us from all our sins, and since we never be good enough to cleanse ourselves, the avenue that God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness to cleansing our sins is thought his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is equal to God. So what am I saying? When you're alone, pray to Father, fellowship with you. Then you're not afraid to live. You're not afraid of life. For God is with you. Christ is with you. No one of us are guaranteed it tomorrow. Has your time run out? Will you continue to ignore the promptings of God, the Holy Spirit? Have you awakened to the essential need for God, asking for eternal damnation? Of course not, that's for eternal damnation. Because a lot of people don't believe it's damnation. God the Holy Father, God the Holy Son, God the Holy Spirit are one God, the true and living, uncreated God. Uncreated. God created everything out of nothing in the whole universe. So why didn't you have this earth, a little speck of dirt, here in this immense universe? You're saying God created it. Why? Why did he create man in the image of him? Because God wanted somebody to fellowship with. So this giant universe, a little bitty earth, he created it. And he walked with you, walked with Adam, walked with Eve. But like most humans, as we are today, they couldn't stand. They had to go do something rebellious. So God's Father cast them out of the garden. He is ever present, all knowing, all powerful, and all loving. He desires that every single person be forgiven and saved and live eternally with him. He is only a real protection, and his love for you is unchanging. Accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the true Messiah today. And that's God. The same God manifested through the Virgin Mary, was born of a virgin. It was all God and all Jesus, the Holy Spirit. He died for your sins and my sins. You might say, can't take your salvation for a test trial. For that, you got to say, I'm all in or all out. Admit to him that you are a sinner and need forgiveness. That you are truly sorry for your sins. Acknowledge that he died for your sins. Why did he have to die? Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. He died for your sins, rose from the dead, and lives forevermore. Invite him in to your life to help you turn from sin. Rejoice in that blessing. You say these words that I have just spoken, rejoice. You should become a Christian. Now trust in him and get to know him through the Bible, which tells us everything we need to know. Through prayer, talking to him, he eagerly desires a relationship with you. When you walk with Adam every day in the garden, Adam and Eve spoke with him, talked to him, and you fellowship with him. And then they sinned. They went up and did something. And God had to rebuke them and expel them from the garden. And he sent his son to the virgin birth. And this son, which was God and human, died for you and for me. And 66 books of the Bible tells all the salvation story. And every day I read it. And I get the greatest blessing out of it. Because I need it. I need to read. And tonight or this evening, as you hear my voice, remember this, that God loves you. I love you. I look forward to hearing from you. You can call me at 865-803-7334. Or you can email me at cgabbott. C like in Charlie, G-G-N-E, Abbott, A-B-O-T-T, E-B-B-O-T-T, at gmail.com. I'd love to talk to you, either through Gmail or through telephone conversation. I'll answer any question I can. I ask you tonight, go with this message, and remember, you're never alone. When God is with you, if you have God. Have a nice evening, and I'll talk to you later. Good night.